Well, Jason, as we start out looking at what's happening in the markets today, strong export numbers came out for the corn market. That kind of helped them push them back into some positive trade?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Susan. I actually would just have to be a little bit disappointed in the trade action because I thought the exports were just tremendous. 58.2 million bushels, Japan, your number one buyer, South Korea. You had just a grocery list of buyers in corn. And Susan, I look back at last year, we sold 4 million bushels of corn this same week. Prices were $6.91 a bushel. You know, look at what the difference a year makes. You know, we're trading $4.25, $4.30, and we sell 58.2 million. But I think this Chinese cancellation of DDGs yesterday is definitely impacting people's willingness to buy corn right now. They're a little nervous about it, and I think that trade reflects today with us being only a half cent higher right now.
What about the rise we saw in soybeans? I mean, they took a hit this week.
They did, and I think most of the hit there is just coming from a little bit wetter forecast that we've got next week in Argentina. It's been well advertised. Going home Tuesday, they were looking for this rain event. That rain event's still in the forecast. It's just a little bit more confidence in it now because it's in your 1 to 5 day forecast rather than in somebody's 6 to 10. But soybeans have taken it on the chin. We're down 20-some cents yesterday. We have firmed up here a little bit today. We're up 1.25. But overall with beans, the demand's still very good. Just have a good rain chance for an area that needs it next week.
As we look at the world value, how do corn and beans look?
You know, I look at it from this perspective. Corn is in a very cheap position, and I think it is the cheapest value in the world. Soybeans, you still can get soybeans cheaper out of South America by about 50 cents a bushel, but the availability of those beans is not there yet, so that's why you're seeing all the business come to the U.S. with the expectation that that business shifts mid-February. And one point our consultant in South America has made to us is they have made some real nice logistical changes down in South America to try to get themselves ready for a record harvest this coming year.
Something we need to be prepared for to take a hit when it comes to our sales.
No doubt about it. And, you know, the thing with the sales on U.S. side, we've sold almost all of the annual target for soybeans. We're 15 million bushels away from a 1.475 billion total. So we have got record sales on the books. The question is whether or not we're going to see those cancellations that come. One thing we've been making points to our clients, Susan, about is we're seeing more sales get done not just to China. We're seeing other business done. We're selling beans to other countries that we haven't sold to in the past, which is very good for us. It helps diversify us a little bit from China, so we don't have all our eggs in that basket for future cancellations.